Welcome to the Vital Goddess Podcast, the place to be to embody the goddess you were born to be. I'm Diane Shepherd, certified Tantra coach with a specialty in the Taoist Jade Egg practice. I offer a mind, body, spirit, and trauma-informed perspective on Taoist and Tantric practices to help you heal your relationship to your sensuality, reclaim your pleasure, and tap into the life force power of your sexual energy, which is definitely not just about sex. It's the foundation of everything, your mental and physical health, your creativity, your joy, your vitality, and it's also a direct line to your unique expression of the sacred feminine. And what the world needs now more than ever are more women like you embodying the goddess they were born to be. You see, we're at a crucial point in human history right now. A new way of being human is emerging on the planet. And at the heart of that shift is the rise of the sacred feminine. How is the feminine rising in you? Let's find out. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Well, hey there, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Vital Goddess Podcast. If you've been here before and you're back again, I am so thrilled, so stoked to have you here. Welcome back. And if you are brand new to the show, maybe never heard me, seen me before, you're like, what is this all about? I am really over the moon that you're here giving this a try. And hopefully you'll find something here that's supportive, that resonates, that feels like it's in alignment. Now, my work is all about supporting women who want to heal their relationship to their sensuality so that they can reclaim their pleasure, their embodied pleasure, and tap into the amazing creative life force power of their sexual energy, their eros, which is definitely not just about sex. This is about so many of the good things in life, vitality, creativity, all the things, even our power to create our lives from the inside out. And so that you can really tap into and embody the very unique expression of the sacred feminine that you came here to explore, to express, to dance through life with. That's really what this show is really all about. This is what my work is all about. So if that sounds like fun for you, if that resonates, you're in the right place. I think you'll really have fun and enjoy it here. So welcome, welcome. Okay, so in today's episode, I want to talk about the jade egg practice and how it can really support women in releasing and integrating experiences they've had that have caused a trauma response, and that trauma gets stored in our bodies. So I want to talk about this in a very holistic way of how we approach this in my work and how it can really be supportive. However, I think it's really a good idea if you've experienced more, intense trauma, experienced more prolonged trauma, like something that was, throughout your childhood or something like that. Really good idea to also work with a therapist, a psychotherapist who specializes in trauma, in conjunction with somatic practice. That's just my scope of practice is somatic and body-based, which is very effective and can be incredibly powerful. But I also think giving yourself that extra support of a trusted and skilled therapist can be wonderful, depending on the level of trauma that we're talking about here, right? Because, you know, to oversimplify, we have, you know, big T trauma, we have little T trauma, and everything in between. And these things, they get stored in the body, and the severity of it really depends on so much. It's a very personal thing. Something that one of us can go through might register as a big T trauma, and that same experience or type of experience can be registered in the body or stored in the body as more of a little T trauma. So it's very nuanced stuff here. I don't want to make light of, you know, trauma that we've all experienced in the body, but I want to just say, how it works in my work, what we do to support your body to gently, the key word is gently, and over time, release and integrate these experiences that can cause us to be really cut off from our pleasure, from our vitality, from our creativity, and just feeling good in our skin, having that sense of safety in the world. This is all, of course, going to greatly impact our intimacy with ourselves, with our environment, with nature, with other humans, and of course, with lovers. And I know it's something that a lot of women are very interested in. The healing journey, like how do we do this healing journey of, you know, moving this through so that I can experience deeper, you know, pleasure and more intimacy, connection. I think that across the board, I think many of us want more of that. And I do want to say that it's a journey. It's not like a quick fix, of course, right? I'm sure if you're listening to my podcast, you're on board with that. It's something that, you know, you want to work with over time. You want to have a holistic approach, an integrative approach that is not about, you know, being hard on the nervous system. I'm not a fan of cathartic practices. You've probably heard me say that before if you've been around me for a while. I think that can really backfire. So what we want is a steady, you know, steady state kind of consistent practice that feels good on the nervous system. I find that that to be the most effective, especially when we're talking about sexual trauma, things that, you know, experiences that get stored deep in our body, in our yoni, right? In our womb space, our yoni, that can really, again, cut us off from our pleasure. So how can the jade egg practice support us in this healing journey? And I want to say massively, it can massively support us, but I feel like how you use it really, really matters. It's not just about popping an egg in your yoni and the energy of the gemstone will heal your trauma. Sometimes you see stuff like that online and it's really misleading. Not that I don't believe in the healing properties of crystals. I absolutely do. And I weave that in to my work, but it's part of a more holistic system, right? Of everything working together. I love working with gemstones and I think they could be really supportive, but there's a lot more to it. There's a lot more to it. And I think it's, you know, really good to know the full picture of what's available with this practice, because honestly, most women on the planet have never got near what's possible with this practice. And I really feel that it is because of the stored trauma we have in the body. And it takes a while to unwind that and to release that, integrate that so that you feel safer in your body to really receive what this practice can offer you. And once you get to that space of being able to receive what something like the jade egg practice can offer you, you're going to be in a place where you can receive what a loving lover can do in your life. And you'll be more in a position to attract a lover like that, a conscious lover who really wants to, you know, make your love life really beautiful and magical and powerful. Or it'll support you in maybe shifting the relationship you're in, but from the inside out. It's always an inside job. You'll hear me say that a lot too, if you're in my space for any length of time. So again, the jade egg practice can really support us in that exactly, literally inside job component of our healing. So in this episode, I'll break it down into three parts, basically foundational practices that are absolutely key, and also working with flow, working with our fascial system, which is absolutely key, and working with something called vaginal reflexology or sexual reflexology, which is also absolutely key. So let's begin with the foundations. Now, we don't start with the egg itself at all. We start with really important embodiment practices that will help soothe the nervous system, help you come into what's called more of a parasympathetic dominant state of the nervous system. I like to call it the pleasure zone, because you can't just go from, you know, go, go, go on the treadmill, having a very stressful life, and jump into something like the jade egg practice with actual, you know, using the egg. We need a transition, and the foundational practices are amazing for that. Now, some of the things we do in the foundational work are working with the breath. So I teach a form of sensual breath work that is steeped in feminine principle. And by that, I mean, it's going to really support you in soothing the nervous system, really coming out of fight, flight, freeze, and fawn, and into what I call the pleasure zone, the place where you can actually be present in your body and feel more pleasure. Who doesn't want more of that? So the sensual breathwork is really such a great foundation. Before people pick up an egg, I would highly recommend a regular breathwork practice where you can get into the flow and start to just really connect with your body and also to connect with your emotions. This is a big piece too. The emotional healing that's part of this healing trauma journey is so key. And what we do in this breathwork, I call it Shakti Core breathwork. It's a form of conscious connected breath, but we breathe in through the nose, and for a good portion of it, we breathe out of the mouth, in through the nose, out of the mouth, in a steady wave-like pattern. So it's like breathing in, breathing out, just like waves of the ocean. And we connect with what's called our three treasures, which reside in what's called our three dantians. Not to get too technical here, but it's kind of fun and sexy, really. So the upper dantian houses what's called our shen, or our spirit. So this is one of our treasures. We definitely want to connect to that with the breath. And specifically, it's our pineal gland we're talking about here, our third eye, which is a very important part of the healing journey. It's going to help you turn on your intuition. It's going to help you shift from that problem-solving mind of trying to figure things out into that more receptive mind, that more, I like to call a mystical, magical mind. We want to really come into a more expansive place, and working with our pineal gland is going to get you there. So that's the first thing we address, breathing pleasure into this part of the brain that houses our pineal gland and can really turn on this treasure of your spirit, your intuition. Again, big part of the journey. I have women in my breathwork membership who aren't even doing JDAG yet and having these incredible awakenings with just breathing into this part of their brain. It can be pretty amazing what can happen in a short period of time with that practice. Then we move it in, we breathe into the heart, right? So the heart is where it's our second, our middle dantian, I should say, which houses our treasure of our love. This is our love chi, I like to call it. So we breathe into this space, and again, we invite in emotions to rise up that need to be processed, really important for trauma healing. And we also really invite in that feeling of receptivity, using the healing, our own healing hands, hands on our body is the best way to really soothe. Taking a hand on the heart, breathing into the heart can be such a powerful healing practice. This warmth from your own hand can start to create a sense of safety in the body, which again is so key to open to receive. So safety first, always. We want to start to really have the body feel safe to open, have the body feel safe to feel more pleasure. And you can do that simply by taking a hand to your heart. Maybe do that now, unless you're driving. I always say that as a disclaimer. But feeling the warmth of your hand is the real short and sweet. Ah, and you can feel, right? The warmth of your hand right away starts to shift your experience into a place of more safety, which we absolutely want if we're going to go into this deeper journey, right? And then we go into breathing into the womb space, which is our lower dantian. And if you don't have a physical womb, no problem at all. We're working with this energy center, this treasure that is our eros, our sexual energy. And this is our creative life force energy that, from the Taoist perspective, is the foundation to everything, everything good in life, our mental, physical health, our creativity, and even our powers of manifestation. We want to really work with this energy in a conscious way so we can start to build personal power here and experience more pleasure, of course, but it is foundational to really living a full integrated life. And of course, trauma can get stored here and can block us from experiencing that. Many women experience numbness. I know I talked about this recently, can have a disconnect here. But again, just taking your hand to your lower belly, inviting in that safety from the warmth of your own hand is going to really start to cultivate that, you know, safety. It's safe to open, it's safe to receive, so that you can start to feel what's happening. You can start to feel the emotions that you might need to feel to heal, right? We need to feel to heal. Our stuffed emotions are part of the trauma, and it's not just like purely physical. You want to feel whatever, create safe space for yourself to feel so that you can again start to move this energy through the body and eventually integrate it and release what needs to be released. And it might not happen overnight, but it's like a really powerful way to begin is, again, Shakti Core breathwork and just breathing into these three power centers. We do this on a whole journey of about 40 minutes or so of just breathing like this wave-like pattern, and it can be incredible what can shift for you in terms of integrating traumatic experiences. That's why I think it's such a great, let's call it a pregame, a prep practice, a foundation for using something like a jade egg or a yoni wand. It's going to really prime the pump, so to speak, and really prepare your body to get the most out of that practice. And again, breathwork is so key. Another thing that we weave in into the breathwork actually is sensual movement or non-linear movement. And this is so important because it's going to activate your fascia. This is going to bring you into the flow state of your body, which awakens your body's natural intelligence. There's so many cool things coming out about the fascia right now. I'm really obsessed about fascia. I'm doing a deep dive with a couple of different teachers on this, and it's incredible. It's considered to be our sixth sense and, you know, our body's intelligence. I like to think of it as, you know, what's this connective tissue that weaves through every muscle, every joint, and every organ of the body. And of course, our pleasure organs are a part of that network. And it's once we start to activate that flow and release any stagnation and congestion, snags that we have in the fascia, then things start to flow more readily and easily. I'm going to talk more about fascia in a second here. But another, you know, thing we add in to the breathwork is non-linear movement, which is a beautiful way to start to experience what I'm talking about of awakening your fluid body, which is, again, going to help you flush out toxins that are stored, stored emotions that are not serving you, and trauma release can happen as a result of that. So a third component that we add to that is sounding. And I'm going to talk more specifically about this when we get to the reflexology, but just organic sounding, just breathing like I just guided you through. A real simple way to do that is just to add some organic sounding, taking a deep breath in, that wave comes in, and then just let your body groan, moan, sigh. You know, and just doing that as a practice, if you just maybe set a timer or put on some music, and doing that for a minute or two will help you process your day, but over time can really help you process long-held trauma from the body. So breath, movement, and sound, that's a big part of, you know, building up those foundations. Now we have other important foundations that we work with before we dive into the egg practice. One of them is the Taoist breast massage. Now this is one of my favorite practices ever on the planet for self-cultivating self-love. This is, you can literally generate love by yourself in your body with this practice. So just as it sounds, it's a breast massage up on the inside, down on the outside, and doing this again in a steady, fluid way. So you want to really activate the fascia. You don't want to be too rough. You want to just think of smoothing the tissue out is the best way to describe it. And I know I have a video on this on YouTube. I will make sure I link this in the show notes so you can really, if you want to follow along. But again, it's a real simple practice, a wonderful thing to do every day. It's going to help you de-armor the heart and open up to that experience of the love that you are at the core. You are love. And it's just a practice of remembering that. And why is that so foundational? Well, when you start to work with more sexual energy, you want this open. You want this channel open so that the energy, the sexual energy, can naturally rise up as it's designed to do and fuel all of the love and all of the gifts, you know, all of the creative projects that you do, all the beauty that you bring to the world will be sourced from a deeper well of your erotic power if this is open, if the heart and the breasts are open. Again, you could see how this would be a daily practice, right? Because it's a maintenance practice. We all like armor up throughout the day for very valid reasons. I want to start to open that up. So it's one of our key foundations is incorporating a daily breast massage into your life before you even take on a jade egg practice. I would highly recommend that because it's going to, again, connect you to your body, connect you to your love, and connect you to this core channel of energy that can rise up. And again, fuel your love. And so no more giving from an empty cup. You'll feel like that beautiful feeling of giving from a place of fullness and from a place of joy and passion, right? That's our sexual energy, rather than a place of self-sacrifice. You know, we want to kick that self-sacrifice to the curb as not serving you, not serving anyone else. So that's a practice that actually can take you really deep in turning that around. If you have the tendency to overgive, which I certainly did when I first started these practices, the breast massage helped me immensely to shift that and really step into a new way of being. And it's amazing what can happen. A woman just naturally starts to create better boundaries and all kinds of things when you start to work with breast massage and the energy of love and opening up this core channel. It's incredible what can really happen. So there are other foundational practices that I won't go into here because then this podcast will be 2 hours long, but there are other energetic practices that we explore as well before diving into the actual working with the crystals, which I think is really important. You want to get that feeling of how energy can flow in your body in a way that you don't feel like you have to get rid of it, right? So there are ways to cultivate your sexual energy where you can actually circulate it. And so it can really heal all of you and you can store it and it can really morph into a full body orgasmic experience. But that's important to know too. So there, what I want to say here, there are really important foundations that I think when people try to skip them, usually doesn't go well. Like things, you know, I really highly recommend the foundational practices for so many reasons. All right, I think you get the point, right? The foundations are so important because we need practices that can reliably bring us into that parasympathetic state of the nervous system so that over time we can cultivate more of a parasympathetic dominant state. And what do I mean by that? Where you will have the agency. We all get triggered throughout the day. We get into fight, flight, freeze, fawn, whatever. But you will have the power, the empowerment to actually do the things that help you downregulate into that place of calm so that you can find your zen, you can find your peace, you can choose to go there. That's really important because anytime we want to enter into, you know, a self-pleasure practice, we want to try to cultivate that sense of calm first, initially. So again, your body will be more receptive to pleasure. Otherwise, it's going to be a bit of a battle, right? A push-pull all the time. And I've seen that in my own practice and in pretty much every client I've ever worked with. So foundations are really important. So let's talk more about the fascia and why that's so important to this whole healing journey. And I talked a little bit about with the sensual movement. When we start there, right? We go from out and move in. So all of the things I talked about with the flow and the fascia apply in the yoni as well. We have fascia in the yoni, and this is where the healing happens because when we work with our fascia in like a fluid movement here, so we want to move away from more of like a friction-based approach with, say, sex toys and sex itself into a more connective, flowing way of approaching the body, because that is how we activate our fascia. We start to work with our fascia. First of all, it's going to support you even more in the yoni. Working in a flow state is going to help you downregulate, again, become more parasympathetic, which we already talked about. You know you want that. And it's also going to turn on your chi. This is your body's intelligence. Our energy meridians reside in the fascia. And when you work in a fluid way, it will activate. It'll turn on, awaken your body literally from the inside out. Now, when you do this in the yoni, it's incredible because you're waking up your yoni's intelligence. So there's a lot here, but it's so important how you work with it, because if you're being too rigid and mechanical, you're going to miss the fascial work. And we want that because, again, we want to turn on that your body's intelligence from the inside out. Not only that, you're going to be working in sync with your lymphatic system. When you work with the fascia, your lymph system will be able to flush toxins, including emotional toxins and stress and trauma, from your body much more effectively. In fact, that's what the lymph system does. So when you work with your fascia, you really support the lymphatic system to do its job in overall in the whole body. So important to work in flow. Now, in my work, I'm a former Pilates teacher. You've probably heard me say this. I also taught yoga and barre, so I'm a big believer in movement. But the way we move is really important. So I've created my own way of working with the jade egg, and I call this five key moves of yoni mastery. And these are five fluid, fascia nourishing, fascia activating moves that will start to heal your yoni from the inside out. So this is not your mama's Kegel, I like to say. This is not a squeeze. These are moves that will restore your natural succulence, your natural ease and flow in this area, again, releasing all the toxins and stress. It's also going to, succulence? It's going to really restore your natural juiciness and succulence to this area, which gets frozen with held tension, stress, and trauma. So again, working with flow, with the jade egg, with these five key moves is going to support you massively. It's also going to improve what's called your dexterity. So not too many people know this. It's pretty fascinating, I think, that your yoni is designed to be as dexterous as your hands. So there are a lot of movement opportunities that most women never experience. And why would we want to experience those? Well, it's going to increase lubrication, blood flow, chi flow, aliveness, succulence, and pleasure. So when you really become a master of these five key moves, you will be a maestro of your pleasure, because you will activate the pleasure possibilities within your yoni, which are amazing. So that's all I'll say on that. But we work with the fascia. We work in flow, right? Fluid power is what we're after here when we work with the jade egg and also with the crystal yoni wand. Now, finally, I know this is a lot, but I think it's so important to understand another way that this practice can really support you in healing trauma, big T and little T, is through something called vaginal reflexology, or yoni reflexology, I like to call it. This is part of sexual reflexology. So just as we have reflexology zones in our hands and our feet, we also have them in our yoni. And there's a male component to that as well, and the male body. And when we work with these different zones, with the egg internally or the wand, depending on what we're working with, and we add in what's called the Taoist healing sounds. There are specific sounds that go along with each of these zones, and they connect to various organs of the body. So this is like very holistic. I know it sounds a little out there, but it's very simple to learn. And this is something we do all the time in my work. We work with the different zones of the yoni. Now, for example, zone one is right at the entrance of the yoni, or the gate of the yoni, I like to say, the sacred gate. And this connects to our kidneys, which are the root of our sexual energy. And so when we have fear, the energy that gets stored here is fear. Fear and scarcity. And there's so many reasons why we would have fear stored here, let's face it, right? It doesn't even have to be fear associated with a sexual experience. This can be fear in general, fear of survival. All of those things can really kind of shut down the willingness of our yoni to want to open right at the gate. So there is a specific healing sound that we use here. And again, working in this area with a crystal, getting that tactile feedback helps to activate your body's natural ability to release and integrate experiences of trauma. And we go up, there are five zones in total, and it's incredible. This is vocal sound healing. This is using the power of your own voice to vibrationally heal. And it activates the fascia as well. So any kind of sound healing will stimulate the fascia, which absolutely helps us heal, right? All right, so that's it. And just to recap real quickly, foundational practices are really important. This is how we heal trauma with the jade egg. Foundational practices, so important, that breath work, incorporating the movement and the sound, working with the fascia, working internally with specific moves that activate your flow state. We definitely want flow here to optimize the healing, and also those Taoist healing sounds in conjunction with that yoni reflexology. Again, there's a lot here. It is a beautiful, elegant healing system that I know 100% will support you on your healing journey. And it's not a quick fix. And that's why I designed my programs the way I do. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll catch you next time. thanks so much for tuning in. And if you're resonating with what I'm sharing here on the show, please share the love and pass it along. We need more women like you who are tuned in and turned on to their feminine truth. That's what it's all about. So I'd really appreciate it if you shared it with other women who you think would be like-minded and really interested in these topics. And if you want to take it deeper yourself, head on over to my website, shaktikaur.com. There'll be a link in the show notes, and you can explore what I've got there for you. You'll find a whole menu of options of how you can take this work deeper and really, you know, expand more on your own journey with this. All right, my love. Again, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. Take care.